Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
American taxpayers pay enormous sums of money every year to maintain a public school system that is supposed to provide a free kindergarten through 12th grade education to every child. Even illegal alien children are granted the right to attend our public schools. But what if the child wants to attend some of the classes or school activities, but not all of them, because the child is receiving some of his education from other sources? What's wrong with enrolling in public schools part-time? After all, those kids' parents are paying the same school taxes that everyone else is paying. What has brought this issue out in the open is the growing number of homeschool children, now estimated to be more than a million. Only 14 of our 50 states require public schools to let homeschoolers participate in sports and other school activities. The other 36 states leave the decision up to local schools, where there is often open hostility to homeschoolers. Many school districts have policies that prohibit access by homeschoolers. Homeschoolers score very well on standardized tests, so a lot of public school administrators simply don't want their own students to have to compete with homeschoolers. On the other hand, homeschooling parents see allowing their children to be part-timers at public schools as a civil rights issue. How can their children be denied the opportunity to participate in specific school activities, sports, or classes, such as calculus or foreign languages? Remember, their parents are already paying the same school taxes. Legislation has been introduced in 14 state legislatures this year to open extracurricular activities such as sports and band to homeschoolers. The fate of these bills is uncertain. Tell your state legislators it's time to stop the public schools from discriminating against homeschoolers. Tell your school board you want less monopoly and more diversity of options.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on teaching your children at home, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the homeschooling report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it, and put a jingle in your pocket.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who asks, if quitters never win and winners never quit, then who's the fool who said quit while you're ahead? Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. It was back in, the 17th day of August, a couple of weeks ago, more or less, that we were talking about what goes on in our public school system and what kids are learning today that you don't realize that they are learning. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, I take my kid to the library, everything's great and wonderful, they bring home a book, they study, but you have no idea what is in that book. I have an interesting story here from the Columbia, Missourian. It has to do with, Lee Summit School, which is just outside of Kansas City. Her son would be starting the sixth grade in the Blue Springs School District. She'd be a couple of years away from the eighth grade curriculum in which The Giver was taught. And she wanted to know what the kid would be reading, so she got a copy of The Giver and found out that it had a lot of stuff in there that she didn't think was desirable for her child at any age to be looking at. The point was, and we talked about this back on the 24th of August, but this individual then got several other mothers with her, or parents, I should say, and they went to the school board. They had to go through a couple of committees before they could ever see the school board. When it was all said and done, the school system decided, well, we're going to leave The Giver in the library. It is going to be reading. It won't be required reading, but we don't require the kids to read any book, but they can read it if they want to. That was the way this story finally ended. She did not get the book removed from the school library, although in most school libraries, let's realize that a lot of books that you and I considered very well done books, such as Huckleberry Finn, been taken out of the libraries because he used the N-word. I have with me today a lady who has written a book called Home Invasion. Home Invasion has to do with how the Library Association, the authors of these books, and your schools are slipping into your kids' minds information that you'd rather not have them being reading, in other words, slipping in reading information. And Rebecca Hegland has written this book. It's a 266 hardbound book. And Rebecca, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Hey, thanks for having me on. A pleasure to be with you, sir.
Yes. Well, do you know anything about this book, The Giver?
I don't know about that particular book, but I think the big message parents need to take away is this. Just because your kids are reading doesn't mean they're doing a good, worthwhile activity. When I was researching home invasion, one of the things I did was I took to the library a list of recommended books by the American Library Association. Now, parents know that kids are assigned summer reading lists. They're assigned books to choose from, novels to choose from once they start school. And, you know, typical good parents will take their kids to the library and they'll let them pick out a book, and they take the book home, and Susie goes up to her bedroom to get started on her project, and everybody feels real good about it. But what parents need to understand is sometimes these books that are on this list recommended by the American Library Association are filled with garbage and sexuality and liberalism and stuff that, let me tell you, the words are often so graphic and seen, so I couldn't even say them on your radio show, or you'd be fined by the FCC.
I have a little cough button here I can hold down.
Well, this is what I did. I took the list. I took one of the recommended reading lists to the library for 12 and 13-year-olds. Okay, and instead of just, I had teenagers at the time. I still have three teenagers, but I had one around that age. Instead of just letting him go up and choose his own book, I went up and I went to the young adult section. Okay, that's where the books are usually. They're called young adults, even though they're only children at 12 and 13-year-old. There's your first flag that there's a problem. Went to the young adult section, just started pulling some of the novels off the shelf. It was on page 4. In one of the books, before I got to the first use of the word mother effing, page 4, which was used throughout the book, again, for 12, 13-year-old kids, and then very quickly got into a section describing sex between fourth graders in the book. So while Susie's upstairs reading, Mom doesn't know it. Mom's downstairs, you know, making dinner. Susie's sensibilities and innocence are often being shattered by the books that are recommended by the American Library Association. There was another book I pulled off the shelf, and I was astounded to see graphic descriptions of a homosexual encounter.
You mean it was a picture or just
graphic
in words?
Verbally graphic descriptions of a homosexual encounter. And that was just one of the terribly offensive things. Now, what happened to all the great literature? You know, what happened to all the great literature?
Well, that's what I said. Mark Twain's books are no longer in the schools because he used the word nigger in them.
Yeah, some of them have been pulled out of some of the schools. It's astounding to me. Most of the books that are on these lists, you've never even heard of the author before. Because there's some, you know, brand new fangled fiction writers, rather than reading these great literatures, they're all these politically correct books out.
And the Lord's name in vain. They use that regularly.
Yeah, absolutely. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal last month about the very popular fiction series now for teenage girls. All different names of series that are out there these days, which regularly contain descriptions of sexual encounters, children having sex, all kinds of things like that. And the heads of some of the publishing companies were interviewed, and they said, well, you know, we have to keep up with the video games, with the movie content. We've got to produce books that has that same kind of content to keep up.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Rebecca Hagelin. She has written the book Home Invasion. And Rebecca, you were talking about how the authors today are different than the old reliables that we grew up reading. And, you know, the books are totally different because I think you made the comment that they have to do this to keep in touch with what's going on in the world.
Yes,
something to that effect.
Exactly. In my book, the whole title of my book is Home Invasion, and the subtitle is Protecting Your Family in a Culture That's Gone Stark, Raving Mad. And your wonderful show that you're doing, telling parents to beware of the textbooks, is just a small reflection of the huge problem that we're having in our culture today. Today's teenagers are being raised in a highly sexualized, over-sexualized culture that is void of civility and void of the teaching of manners and common decency. And what's happening is our kids are being pummeled on every single side with these highly sexualized messages, and it's even made its way into their textbooks at school. And if parents don't stand up and start protecting their kids, then I'm afraid this generation of children is going to be lost. Here's some really sad results of this terrible toxic culture that we live in. 50%, that's a full half of the brand new STD cases, that's sexually transmitted diseases, are now in young people ages 15 through 24. A full 50%, full half. Teenage pregnancy, as we know, is rampant. Abortion among young girls is rampant. Also, what does this do for our children emotionally and psychologically when you start teaching them that they're nothing more than blobs that are here by accident and that they're sexualized, they're only sexual creatures. They might as well, you know, act like animals because that's how they were made to be, which is the lie that they're being sold. This is having an effect on the emotions of our kids, too. The Chronicle of Higher Education, which is the magazine that reports on trends in college campuses, this past year ran a disturbing series of stories about how kids 17 and 18 years old coming to college now are coming to schools increasingly, huge numbers of them, with clinically diagnosed depression and on psychotropics.
You know, you mentioned coming to school. I did a show just the other day with a good friend of ours, Chuck Zimmerman, that was enrolling his daughter at the University of Missouri, and they went to freshman orientation. And Chuck went into great detail on the air as to what, how they divided the children from the parents. And then they took these kids into another room, and they had skits telling them that now you're here, you're an adult now, and you're going to have sex. So there's some things that we can tell you as to how to do this and to be safe with it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and see, all of this nonsense comes from a worldview that teaches there are no moral absolutes. You know, that God doesn't have a place in our society, that we're all here by accident, and if you have sexual urges, just go with the flow, and if it feels good, do it.
Okay, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
And we have returned, visiting today with Rebecca Hagland. She has written the book Home Invasion, about how kids are picking up information that you as parents would rather not have them know, and you really don't know what's going on in the literature that they're reading. Rebecca, I would like to quote something here very quickly, if I may, but I don't know if you know who Ben Johnson was or is or not, but he's an old movie actor that played along with John Wayne. He was John Wayne's right-hand man in many of these movies.
Okay, I'd probably recognize him.
Yeah, okay. He won the Oscar for his role as Sam the Lion, owner of a pool hall in a Texas town. Anyway, they asked him to do another show. And he said it was the worst thing I ever read. He read the script. He said every other word was a dirty word, so I turned it down. He said, I don't do dirty movies. I don't have to say four-letter words around women and kids to make myself a name. Then John Ford came to him. I'm sure you're familiar with John Ford. He was a pioneer director of the film industry. And he wanted Johnson to do this role anyway. And he said, well, I can't do it, he said, because of the dirty words in there. He says, I'll do it if you let me rewrite my lines and get rid of all that dirty language. They agreed. He won an Oscar from the American Academy Awards. He won the English Academy Award, a Golden Globe Award, and the New York Film Critics Award. And he said, I didn't have to say one dirty word.
That's great.
You see, people have the idea that, hey, everybody's doing it, so we got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to.
No, you don't have to do it. And here's the cool message to parents. Is, you know, you may not be able to fight the overall culture and go out in the world and feel like you're going to make a big difference. Because everybody agrees the culture's crazy today. I mean, there's not one sane person who doesn't see that this is not a healthy culture in which to be raising kids. So you may not be able to change the culture tomorrow, but you can take back your home tonight. Because the home is supposed to be the safe oasis from this crazy culture. And in many cases, the American home is actually the worst place in the culture. I shock a lot of people when I say that, but consider this. Kids go to school and they pass around website addresses, pornographic website addresses to each other. That's what they do. But kids don't view those at school. They come home, they go to their bedroom, and they shut the door, and they view the pornography, the hardcore child bestiality pornography in the comfort of their own bedrooms. Because mom and dad are clueless. I have spent a lot of time looking for resources for parents to help them take back their homes. One very simple thing is to put a filter on your internet. In the back of Home Invasion, I have 38 pages of resource. And what I say to parents is, you know what, if you've got the internet in your house, you have to get a filter on it. And if you do nothing else, as soon as the show is over, get a filter for your internet. There's a real great one that I've been using in my home. It's from BeSafe.com. It's just the letter BeSafe.com. It's very easy. It takes seconds to download. That's one tip that I'm sharing for free on the air. Another great tip is if you've got cable television, get parental controls for your cable television. And here's something really cool parents don't know. If you don't have parental controls on your digital cable, you can get them for free from your local cable provider. You just have to call your local cable provider and ask for them. And they will bring it to your house, show you how to work it, and there will be no charge. If you're going to have a television with cable, which I think it's got a lot of great programming on cable television, screen out the garbage for your kids. The point is to make your home the safe oasis from the crazy culture.
Now, see, we're out here. Many of our listeners are out in the boonies like I am, and we can't get cable, and we can't pick up television, literally, off of very many stations. So we use satellite dishes.
Right.
Is there anything?
A satellite dish. Let me just tell you, parents, I would really seriously weigh the benefits that you're getting against the harms of the garbage you're bringing in your house through satellite television. Because we all know all the garbage that can come in through satellite television. And your home is supposed to be the place that your kids can feel safe from all the sexualized pressure that they're feeling, not where they can go and consume hours of it on end. The Kaiser Family Foundation just did a study of media usage among teenagers. They found out today's teenagers are spending 6.5 hours every single day consuming media. 6.5 hours a day. That's the music they listen to, which, by the way, the number one music genre choice from kids of all socioeconomic status and races is the very violent rap and hip-hop music, number one. They're watching MTV. Number one viewing choice for young girls is MTV, with its highly sexualized and violent content. See, we are feeding a steady diet of garbage to our kids that's defining for them in perverted ways what sexuality is all about.
Now, is this all explained in your book?
It's all explained in the book. It's all explained how you can keep your kids safe, how you can take your back your home, how you can raise moral, decent children in the world. And let me tell you, Home Invasion is not about shutting your kids off from the rest of the world or building walls around them. It's about building within them the strength of conviction and courage so that when they step out into the culture every single day, they won't fall victim to its poison.
I'm going to tell our listeners very quickly how they can get Home Invasion. It's for $26. We can put it in your mailbox. Our credit card orders only, 1-800-201-7892, extension 23, or just send $26 to Home Invasion, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023, and we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
It's been said that the United States of America is the greatest free country to ever exist. To discover America's rich history and heritage, read the Freedom Documents. As compiled by Dr. Chuck Baldwin, the Freedom Documents is a one-volume compilation of 50 of our country's most influential documents. Here's Chuck Baldwin.
We're talking about educated people that have never read the Constitution or our Declaration of Independence and these other wonderful documents without which we cannot really understand what this country is all about. But there are many, many people throughout this country that have never read these basic fundamental documents.
The Freedom Documents is 171 pages and ring bound. To order, send $39 check, cash, or money order to Freedom Documents, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. For credit card orders, call 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he used to eat a lot of natural foods until he learned that most people die of natural causes. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Rebecca Hagelin. She's written the book, Home Invasion, and it has to do with how you can help bring up your children and your young adults in a much better situation, knowing just a few things. It's in her 266-page hardbound or hardcover book, Home Invasion. Let me again tell you how you can get the book. It's $26, and we put it in your mailbox for that figure, so there's no shipping and handling on it. For credit card numbers only, 1-800-201-7892. That's extension 23, or just send $26 check, cash, or money order to Home Invasion, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Rebecca, you were talking about the pregnancy, the teenage pregnancy going on in this country. I have some information here. It's a WorldNetDaily.com article that says that fully 13% of the female students at an Ohio high school currently are pregnant. 13%. 65 girls of the 490 females at Timken High School are with child. This number is confirmed by Principal Kim Redmond. According to the Canton Health Department, in July, 586 babies were born to Canton residents in the county's two largest hospitals, and 104 of those 586 babies were born to mothers between 11 and 19 years of age.
It's astounding. It's astounding. But, you know, it's not surprising, really, when you stop and you think about the messages that we send our children 24/7. All you have to do is walk down the mall, walk down the hallway at a mall, and see all the sexual messages that are being thrown at our kids. And then, you know, they go to school, and they're getting these textbooks filled with garbage, and they're reading literature books are filled with garbage. And then, of course, they have comprehensive sex education, which is nothing more than condom class in some, areas. And then you come home, and the kids go up to their bedroom, shut the door, and they can access hardcore pornography on the Internet. Here's an astounding statistic. According to the London School of Economics, 90% of kids who go online to do their homework will stumble across hardcore pornography simply because mom and dad haven't bothered to put a filter on the Internet. 90%. Children being exposed to things and ideas and definitions of relationships and human sexuality before they even know what sex is. It's an astounding world we live in. And unless mom and dad are willing to step up to the plate and truly parent and actively provide guidance for our kids, then I'm afraid this is an entire generation of kids who could be lost. And we don't have very far to go before the American family is completely non-existent as we know it.
And, you know, most of this has been done over money. And we talk about this, whether it has to do with taking of lands or whatever values we're losing in this country. It's the same thing here. It's follow the money. There's a gob of money made by the shysters that produce this information.
Oh, today's teenagers spend an estimated $150 billion themselves on their clothes and their toys, etc. And their parents spend another $50 billion estimated just on their entertainment. The mass marketers know that. Mom and Dad, your teenagers are the most marketed to generation of kids in the world's history. And many times what the marketers do is they reach below your kid's belt for their wallet. And they feed on their raging hormones that are very natural in teenage years, but instead of helping them to channel those raging hormones into positive things in their lives, they're feeding on those kids' raging hormones, and they're feeding more garbage to our kids to get the kids on an adrenaline high all the time. I have a whole chapter called Marketing, Manipulating Minds for Money in my book, and it's all about how MTV very cleverly markets to our teenagers, not to find out what they want, but to find out how to manipulate them into behaving certain ways so they can sell more products. It's an astounding chapter that every parent should read and every teenager could read, because teenagers don't like to be manipulated. And if you show them how the mass marketers are manipulating them, I think they'll revolt because they don't like it.
But yet, you know, we have a total generation of adults here living in the United States today that are being manipulated every time they turn on the television set, and they think it's great.
Yeah, because we've just become these vegetables. You know, we want to be entertained all the time. We at the Heritage Foundation did a study about the impact the simple act of having family meals together can have on our kids, the positive impact, and we found that families that have dinner together two or more times per week, the kids are half as likely to have emotional problems at school. They're half as likely to get in trouble at school. But here's the sad result, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation report. Kids are saying they're not having family dinners together. And when they do sit down and have dinner with their moms and dads, 60% of the time mom and dad has the television on watching it. See, adults have become so short attention span that we feel like we have to be entertained all the time. I mean, for crying out loud, when you take your kid to McDonald's, when did we have to come in this place in this country where kids have to not just have a playground and be entertained when they're eating, but they also have to have a prize, a toy? You know, we have just developed this entire society that's very materialistic, very short attention span, highly sexualized, very selfish. And we need to take back our homes. And we need to stop and evaluate what our kids are consuming and what we as adults are consuming and say, you know what? No more. Toxic culture ain't going to influence my family anymore.
Let's go to the telephone. Sam. Hi, Sam. You're on the air.
Hey, Derry. Good broadcast today. I just wanted to comment a couple of things. One of the things I'm seeing out here in the rural areas since we moved here is that a lot of the big city influences, a lot of the rap radio stations and various other formats that are detrimental to kids' decency as far as in development is starting to show up out here in the rural areas. And one of the things that I'm coming to the conclusion of is that the one of the former premiers of the Soviet Union, in fact, I'm thinking of Khrushchev, he made the statement that American businessmen in this country would provide the very own rope they need to hang themselves, which is exactly what's happening. Nobody has any big picture thinking, and so if it sells, it goes, and that's what's happening as far as the certainly as far as what I'm seeing, and I'm seeing the rural areas turning out just like the big city areas. And the bottom line is what it's going to boil down to is that parents are going to have to, particularly as the kids are growing up, are going to have to shelter their kids away from that until they can stand on their own. I hear a lot of parents saying, particularly a lot of Christian parents, they'll say, well, my kids are in the public schools, for example, because I want them to be salt and light to the other children. And I'm thinking to myself, and have said on occasion, well, how in the world do you expect a little 7 or 8 year old kid to be salt and light in a classroom environment in which the adults are going to shout him down if he dares to try to do anything to influence his children and his peers in a positive way?
Right. If he even offers a prayer with it, we had that just not too long ago in a school where a kid held another little kid's hand and prayed at the table, ended up in the principal's office. If I remember right, they even called cops over this thing.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, the thing is, until parents finally take a stand and take a firm command, and I have to agree with your guest on the issue of parents not spending time, good quality time, because I know of some friends of ours, they're always on the go. They meet each other coming and going in the hall, and I don't know how they do it. I couldn't, my wife and I, even though we don't have any children ourselves, we spend more quality time together without children than a lot of people we know that do have children. And you know that if you have children and you don't spend quality time together, what kind of an impression that's going to leave on the children. It's almost the same as the children not having any parents at all, darn near.
That's right. I mean, it is astounding how little time parents are spending with their kids. I mean, if just any parent listening right now, you think of what your day is like, and you think you can spend 10 or 15 minutes with your kids and have any influence at all over the other 24, you know, hours in their day of what they're consuming, then you're only fooling yourself, Mom and Dad. You know, we did something very interesting at our house several years ago. We evaluated every activity we were doing, everything we were listening to and watching, and we just cut the garbage out. We just cut it out, and we started concentrating more on spending family time together. And it's made a huge difference in the lives of our kids. And we've also gone a step further to make our home a welcoming environment for our children's friends, a place where our kids can come, where the parents know the language is going to be clean, where the kids are going to be using good manners, where the girls are not allowed in the front door dressed like little tramps. You know, my daughter's 13 years old, and whenever a young girl comes into our house for the first time, undoubtedly, you know, she's got the midriff on and the low-cut jeans, and I say, Sarah, God made you, and he gave you a beautiful body, and you are a creature to be respected. And I would like for you to be able to dress in a way that respects, that says that I'm somebody to be respected. So while you're in my house, let's go up and grab whatever you want out of my closet and cover up, because you're somebody who deserves to be respected.
Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold.
Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
We have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Bob, hi, you're on the air, Bob.
Hi, Gary. You left out one thing on old Ben Johnson.
Oh, my gosh, there's books written about Ben Johnson.
Well, I know. He was one of the greatest cowboys and rodeo men ever were.
That's right. He was.
Even after he quit acting, he went back as an old man and won a championship. So that's one thing. But I agree with what this woman has to say, but I disagree that we do need to be entertained all the time. It's just a form of entertainment. Instead of the TV, let's go plant a garden. Instead of the rap music, let's go out and listen to the birds in the forest and take a hike. Do wholesome things for entertainment. Read a good book. Teach children to read a good book. That's entertainment to me.
Sure.
Good hard work's entertainment to me.
Great ideas.
Now, yeah. Rebecca, and I saw in her book, if I remember right, didn't I see where you grew up, where you lived in the high-rise apartments of glass and...
No, since I've been an adult, I've lived in high-rise apartments with glass. I've lived in the cul-de-sacs neighborhood. I've lived in Washington, D.C. I've lived out in rural America. No matter where you live, the culture creeps. The culture creeps into our homes and into the hearts of our kids.
Okay, but what Bob is telling us, it's difficult for some people to do in the ghettos, for example.
I think that's baloney. Yeah,
it's baloney that he can or that he can't. I'm baloney or Bob's baloney?
No, I think for parents to think that they cannot take back their homes and protect their kids.
Right, but I'm going back to what Bob just said about how, you know, instead of listening to rap music, listen to the birds. Instead of, doing some of these other things, plant a garden. Well, not everybody can literally plant a garden.
No, that's true. But what he's saying is there are alternatives.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are big city parks in the big cities where you can escape to. There are good books, no matter if you're in the ghetto or not. You don't have to pay a penny to go to the library and select some great, good literature to read. There are churches. There are wonderful churches all over this country, big cities and small churches that you can become a part of. So, you know, the point is parents have got to start taking a more active role in parenting. Somewhere, Derry, along the lines here, parents started worrying more about being their children's friend than being their mom and dad.
Let's let Bob go, speak, Bob.
One last thing. We've been at this thing so long. What she's talking about is the poison that we've got the adult, two or three adult generations poisoned. Homes are split up. We've got the kids and maybe one or two generations of young people. So consequently, God's going to have to. I know you guys got to believe in God. I mean, you just
Absolutely.
Have to. And he's going to make a move to try to bring these people to their knees. Let me show you how. The oldest sin city in America, New Orleans, is about to become Lake New Orleans. Lake
yeah.
Pontchartrain, right now as we speak, the dikes are breaking up and it's coming into the French Quarter, and there's already 15 feet of water from the rain in most places. So we're going to see an uninhabitable city for their actions. Our crops.
Mm-hmm.
We've had blastings of heat and dryness, and then we had rain and mildew all over our crops. In the Bible, he speaks, I brought you blastings and mildew. He's trying to bring these people back to him and be wholesome again, and I'm afraid that maybe 80% of the people of America are going to have to die before they get on their knees and see the error of their ways.
Let's take a break. We must do that.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. And we're in the home stretch, Rebecca. We don't have about less than 5 minutes left. I would like to mention, and I mentioned earlier in the show, I said, you know, you were talking about how these kids see so many hours of ads every day. And I said, yes, and the adults do, too. And you've heard the old story, there's a zoo out there. Have you had any information concerning what they're doing in the London Zoo? Have you seen that, the human zoo?
No, I'm afraid.
Okay, let me read you a little quip here. This comes from London. The humans will become an important feature of zoo life as they are cared for by our experienced keepers and kept entertained through various forms of enrichment. This is a 4-day event. If you go to London, you can go to the London Zoo over this coming weekend. This 4-day event aims to demonstrate the basic nature of man as an animal and examine the impact that Homo sapiens have on the rest of the animal kingdom. The London Zoo unveiled a new exhibit. It's eight humans prowling around wearing little more than fig leaves. The human zoo is intended to show the basic nature of human beings as they frolic throughout the weekend. We have set up this exhibit to highlight the spread of man as a plague species and to communicate the importance of man's place in the plant's ecosystem. The scantily clad volunteers will be treated as animals and kept amused at the Central London Zoo. Are you there?
Okie-dokie then.
Huh? Are you there?
I'm here.
Can you believe this?
Mm.
Now, you see, these are the same people probably that are writing these books and are educating our children.
Well, it's certainly the same mentality. It's a mentality that pervades much of the media today in the entertainment industry and academia, I hate to say it. And, you know, we've got to remember, parents, when you think, oh, it's too hard to say no to my kids, it's too hard to fight this. Well, just remember this. Your battle is not with your kids. Your battles with these crazy adults who do things like human zoos. Adults are the ones that design and run the porno shops, the porno websites. Adults are the ones that are spamming your child's email box with porn. Adults are the ones that are designing thongs for 10-year-olds. Your battle's not with your child. Your battle's with adults that have different values and that would do your child harm. And if you don't stand up and protect your kids against these adults that would do them harm, then it's going to be your own fault when your kids suffer.
Again, let me tell our listeners how they can get your book. It's Home Invasion by Rebecca Hagland. It's 266 pages. It's a hardcover book. Excellent material. And for $26, we put it in your mailbox. For credit card call orders, dial 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. That's 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. For check, cash, or money order, same old address we've had for 100 years. Just send $26 to Home Invasion, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. We have just about a minute left. Rebecca, is there any word of wisdom that you can give our listeners in the next 45 seconds?
Yes. Number one is envision the type of adult you would like your child to become. That type of adult that has a happy family of their own, that is secure, that's healthy and safe from sexually transmitted diseases. And keep that vision in your mind and realize every single day, parents, is your opportunity to help create that child of your dreams so your children will have their best futures. And it means you're standing up and becoming the mom and dad. It means you're taking back your home with all love and all concern and all authority that parents are supposed to have for their kids. And you can start today. The good news is you can start today. And your kids are dying for you to be the mom and the dad.
And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your hearts stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Trails to you, keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.